TV and the daily BFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to BFN TV and the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and I'm so excited about being here with you. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world and our Gulf Coast WHBR audience every Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. And we're so excited about being here. And if you missed our earlier programs, you got to be able to catch them. We're four programs back to back. We're on the Gulf Coast, you know, Monday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. Catch us there, CTN Television. We're across the nation. And just it's amazing what's going on. We love to hear from you. We love to hear from you. And don't forget, it's our partners, those that partner with us prayerfully and financially each month. They give financially each month. And those sponsors, the businesses who stand up and just say, you know, even the individuals say, listen, I want to be a sponsor. You know, I'm not going to sit back and complain anymore about the darkness. I'm not going to scream anymore at darkness. Mm-hmm. I'm going to begin to shine my light. I'm going to join VFN TV and the daily radio program. And I am going to, that's where I'm going to put some of my money that I let people know that I'm for God and country in that order, and I'm for Israel by simply just saying, you know what? I advertise other places. I'll just sponsor that program.
That's right.
And thank you to our sponsors, such as Mark Downey and the Downey team, Mark Downey and Associates. Think about it. Every single day, everybody knows if you need a realtor, that's the one. Every single day, they see Mark Downey stands for God and country and Israel, without a doubt. You can see that. Right. You think of Auntie's Barbecue and all the different sponsors that are standing, you know, Horse Riders and all the different ones.
That's right.
Horse
you
Riders
scrub
of Pensacola.
A pup.
You scrub a pup over there in the Emerald Coast in Fort Walton.
That's right.
You got up in New Jersey, you got
Yolanda's Casino Cubana.
Yes.
And you have them all over the place. You have the $50 eye guy for all your recs and specs and needs. These are folks who have been standing with us for a very long time.
Yeah, Mark Tegenkamp. And understand, listen, we have limited space. You need to stand up now on this side of it. You've been screaming at darkness. Now it's time to shine the light. And that's what we do at VFN TV and the daily radio program. It's just we keep the conversation light, meaning that Jesus commanded us to be the light of the world. So we just kind of seek God's perspective. We look at reality. We talk about reality. And we even seek, you know, God, what are you saying about this? And we do our best to be able to share what we feel he's sharing to us. But I believe, and we hear over and over again, and we're encouraged ourselves when we hear VFN TV, hear VFN radio and VFN TV. But understand that the whole nation can be encouraged. Imagine that. The whole nation. We were sitting with David Mayo with WHBR Television, and we're talking about when they invited us in, they said, listen, you know, for that area, they said, listen, we need a trumpet, right?
That's right.
They need a trumpet. Ian Skelly and David Mayo and John Luverin said, we need a trumpet, a prophetic trumpet, over this region. It was a region down there. It's the Gulf Coast, and Gulf Coast between Mississippi and Destin, and all that area, I guess, 1.4 million folks. And what he said very specifically says, this is a national program is what he said. He's like, yeah, that's exactly it. And then he said some couple key words that I can't even really share right now, but knowing that be a part now. This is the thing is, you know, what makes, what is that investor's name that is known for making great investments and he has a large portfolio?
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett's able to see and study and know and kind of project what's going to happen in the future. Well, let me tell you, what God is sharing with us, you want to be known before the throne room of God that programs like ours and others who are standing up for God, you want to be on that side of it. Because this, no matter what happens, God's going to say, you stood up. And this is what he says, too. He says, if you know, and so many people know, John, so many people know because they go, they say, that's exactly right. I know that's exactly right. But they're not telling anybody. But if you partner with VFN TV, the data radio program, if you take your business shingle and say, listen, I want to sponsor this and I want everybody to know, everybody and all my customer base and all those aren't even my customer base, I want them to know that I stand for God and country and Israel.
Yeah, and Greg, that's so important because right now, especially with the way the economy is, many people are value shoppers. You know, when people are vote every single day with their pocketbook and how they spend their dollars, and if there are 10 places, 20 places to buy a cup of coffee, you want to buy the cup of coffee from the person who's supporting the values that are important to you. And there's so many people that are saying, you know what, I'm going to bypass five shops to go to this one shop to get a cup of coffee because they're supporting the things that are important to me. And I'll tell you what, as we're hearing great reports from sponsors and yes. underwriters all over the country, really, you definitely want to support. You definitely want to be a part because they're going to come visit you.
Yeah, and there's a limited space available. So we want, you know, get on. Get on and be a part of this ride because it's gonna be a quick ride.
It sure is.
And we're excited about it, and we're thankful to each of our sponsors and partners who have stood with us faithfully. And we want to tell everybody about your business, but right now you haven't told us or talked to us, so we can't even mention you because we don't even know you exist, that that's your heart yet. But when you tell us it's your heart, that you do want to stand up for God and country and Israel, God and country in that order, guess what? We're going to let the world know because we're standing together. And he says, if any two agree, right? Mm. But that's like I was saying earlier that, you know, a lot of people know what's going on. You know, when I was prophesying the county commission meeting that time, and down in Pensacola, that I was watching the audience. I got a chance to go back and watch the video and watch the audience. And the audience were looking at each other going, yeah, that's right. That's right. But you know what? This is what the word of God says. If you know what's right, if you know what's going on and God has told you, and you're not warning anybody, you're not telling anybody, he said that their blood, if something happens to someone, their blood would be on your hands. But if you tell them, they may repent. And if they repent, then nothing's going to happen to them. They'll be protected. They'll be saved. But one way you can fulfill that mandate is to partner and sponsor. Because you're telling everybody, you're telling the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on television, on radio, on social media, on podcasting, on the Torch, on the VFN Torch, the Torch Letter. I mean, so many different ways. I mean, you're actually doing what God says. Yes, I want to tell them. I want to warn them so that possibly the Lord will hear. He'll turn and he'll change his plans for this nation and say, once again, she turned back to me. And I will use America, and I will allow her to be free. And knowing that you stood, that's just amazing. So I just want to say thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. Both of you are so very, very important who stand with us. If you're interested in doing that today, you know, go to VFNTV.com, VFNTV.com, and click on partners and sponsors. You can see it right there, right in the crux of the page. I believe it's there. You can see it. And also for our sponsors, when you do that, you know, make sure you communicate with John. You know, John loves working with our sponsors. And one thing the Lord told me very specifically about the business is you've been under attack. I mean, everything's been coming against you. You're trying to keep your head above water. I mean, it's like every regulation, even you have several things hitting you from every angle. One is you have the tax. The other is you have the regulations hitting you. Every day you got, you know, new stuff coming in that you have to be able to meet this criteria or meet that criteria, which you know, all you really know how to do is how to make your widgets, you know, how to build your product. All you know what to do is cook your meals or whatever, your service. But now you're having to be some lawyer almost to figure out how to run your business. And so many people are having to hire CPAs and just to figure out, and they don't even really know the full thing yet because so many things are changing. In addition, you're having to hire from a group of folks who don't even want to work. Yeah, I've talked to employers that are saying, you know, I went down to the unemployment office and told them, send me people. I will actually hire folks that you send to me. And they said, we cannot send you anybody. And then he said, they told him, listen, but we know an area near where you are at that they have people that I believe they have their green card that they'll want to work for you. We have all these unemployed people that didn't want to work. And have, here you're trying to run your business. And I talked to another business owner that, you know, that they're having all this infighting amongst the employees because they don't understand it's not their business. It's the owner's business.
That's right.
And they're not understanding they hired you and it's their
Which
vision.
Means they can also fire you.
All right.
And so they have all these struggles going on at the same time while they have the customer going, give me my this, you know, give me my mill, give me my products, give me build my house, you know, fix my this. And so you have all that tensions only because you decided to be able to say, you know what? I want to be able to provide a service or a need for people. And that's how I want to make my living. It's called a businessman, a businesswoman. And God showed me specifically, when we launched into television that's why it's so important for you to consider becoming a sponsor for VFN Television as we broadcast and let people know that you are, is because God's going to bless your business. I mean, he showed me very specifically, if you apply the word over your business and you let people know that you're standing up for God, it's God that brings you customers. Mm-hmm. It's God that kind of gets you through all those regulations. He's him that leads you to the right CPA who's going to care about your business and read all the small print, you know, and get you through all the tax regulations that are increasing, that gets you through the new healthcare situation. You got to figure out how to do that. God will give you wisdom on how to deal with employees who are infighting and build, give you vision and value-based vision over your employees to be. I mean, he just showed me. He will just speak over your business, and I believe what he's going to even give through VFN TV and VFN Radio, he's going to speak that over your business. You just want to turn it on, you know, and let it play with all your employees. Let them hear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Turn on the television. I know when you were over in Fort Walton talking to, they were watching it right there on their television, and it will change. It will change it'll change your business. And I know this. I know this is one of the reasons why that's happening the way it's happening. So I just want to encourage you. It's not just, hey, you know, we need sponsors. That ain't that. It's not it. When God launched this, this is truly a network that God is building through your sponsorship and the partner's gifts. But he's doing it. And if he decided he didn't want to do it anymore, it's totally fine with us, whatever he wants to do. But he wants to do it. And he told us the future. And he said, if you do it, he's showing me that he'll bless your business. And I mean, if you just know my DNA and how, I mean, I love to see successful business. Yeah. I love to see, we just love that.
We do it all the time.
We've done it for years. Mm-hmm. We want to see you successful because see, if you're successful as a Christian business owner, a person who loves God and loves the country, understand this, you're going to employ people. You're going to give them jobs.
That's right.
You know, your
vision.
Which is
a high value for us too. We love to see people to get, find employment. And if we can match the both, that'd be wonderful.
Yes. And then, top it off, and then we want to be able to help your employees be good, faithful employees to your vision and your company and your business. Somebody says, you know, well, I'm spirit-led. It says, well, I'm a little concerned. Don't worry about your spirits. Your flesh is touching my stuff,
That's
right?
That's right.
And so we want to be able to help people understand that if you will follow the man or woman who owns this business, who has the vision of this business, and submit to them, like Ephesians 6 says in their leadership, as long as it's within, you know, godly, then God's going to bless you. Mm-hmm. He will bless you and bless the business. And there's nobody that your business owner wants to bless more than somebody who quits arguing with everything, who shows up early, leaves a little bit late to make sure everything's taken care of, who don't worry about what other employees think about them and says, you know what? I want to know your vision. Why did you get in this business? Why did you get in this business? Tell me about your story. Where do you see your business in 5 years? I want to help you get there. Guess what? You're going to have a happy, happy boss, and your future is going to be really good because they see you in their future. If you want to sponsor, if you want to become a partner, do it today. Go to VFNTV.com and click on sponsor or partner.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My son's elementary school is doing some major reconstruction repair, and in connection with that, the foundation associated with the school, also working with both the school and the school district, has sponsored a fundraising activity that involves families and individuals purchasing tiles.
We've handled a dozen cases like this, and you have a situation where you want to have a religious statement or something about your faith in the tile?
Yeah, my 8-year-old son wrote Jesus on the tile.
And you should not have any problems, and if you do, I'm going to get you in touch right now with our legal department here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We've handled these cases. These are limited public forums, and it's the speech is coming from the individual person that's involved in this, so you should have no difficulty.
Get involved in key issues facing our nation. Visit our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you could think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you're running after things, a man, and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. And what it is, you were seeking after him in the wrong places. Listen, he is after you. And the fact that you've done that means you're after him. But you just got to get on the right road. You just got to get off the religious road and get on the relationship road. You got to meet God. The whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life, but you've got to meet him. You meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for you to be in relationship with the creator of the universe. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about a joyful walk in the Lord. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We want to share about taking the land. You know, taking the land is so important because God has a place for you. He has something for you to do.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he got something for you to do. And we find that, you know, when God was moving with the Israelites and God was using Moses, God was bringing them, the Israelites, into a land that was flowing with milk and honey. God had a place for them. For them, it was a territory. For you, it could be a ministry. It could be a job. It could be something that just God wants to do. Mm-hmm. But he was bringing them to a place, a land that was flowing with milk and honey, and it was just God was doing it.
Right.
But, you know, just because God wants to do something for you, just because God has a plan, doesn't mean that you're going to get it hand-delivered, wrapped up in pretty, paper,
right,
with a nice little bow on it. Mm. You're going to have to do something, right? Pat,
yeah.
Christmas.
It's going to require some effort.
It's going to require effort. It's going to require faith. It's going to require your act. It's going to require humility. I mean, it's going to require, how we say this, everything.
Yeah.
It's going to require everything.
Yeah. Death to self.
That's right. So in Numbers 13, Moses says, listen, I want you guys to go out there and spy out this land. I want you to explore Canaan. I want you to go through Negev, go into the hill country here. And I want you to tell me what the land is like, whether the people who live there are strong or weak or few or many. What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they live in? Are they unwalled or fortified? Talking about their walls. Mm-hmm. How is their soil? Is it fertile or poor? Are there trees on it or not? Do your best to bring back some of the fruit of the land. And so he's sending them out to spy it out. Go check this place out because God's bringing us there. Mm-hmm. So he sends them out and they're gathering all this information because, you know, when God says you do something, you got to put a plan of action together. Now, let me tell you something about putting a plan of action together and developing plans with God, okay? The first thing is that understand that
you don't want a plan. We talked about this on yesterday, just so happens.
Yeah.
That starts in the heads of men. You want a plan that starts in the heart of God. Mm-hmm. So, again, we're not trying to get God to bless our plans. We're trying to hear God and say, God, what do you want to do? You're the author of this thing. What help me to formulate the plan. And since this is your plan, mm-hmm. I'm going to take each step as you direct, as you lead. And if you feel free at any moment to change, I guess what, you know, since you're the one driving this car, you're the one, you know, the captain of this ship, since mm-hmm. you're the one piloting this plane, whatever you say, God, then I'll do, since this is your plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to get that plan. So they're gathering this information, and then they basically come on back. And in verse 20 through 26 through 33, they begin to start giving a report to Moses on what they saw. And they go into this, you know, long, dreary thing. And they say, we did see the land flowing with milk and honey. And here's the fruit. When in verse 28 of chapter 13 in Numbers, the word God says, but the people who live there are powerful and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw the descendants of Anak there, and the Amalekites live there in Negev. And so then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. But the men who got up with him said, we can't attack those people. They're stronger than we are. And it's like, wait a second. You know, there were people that saw the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
They saw it, but they were looking at it with a different paradigm, with a different pair of glasses. Let me tell you something. No matter what you're looking at, if you have prejudices, if you're have a preconceived mindset of how things need to be or how they're going to see, nothing in the world is going to change that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was in their heart. They were reporting what they were already feeling in their heart.
Right.
I mean, they saw something, and so did Caleb. What's the difference here? They both saw the same thing. It wasn't so much that they were, you know, Moses wasn't asking for a wish list. Just give me the facts. Just give me the facts.
Yeah.
But what did Caleb say? He says, yeah, but we can take them. We can take them.
Right.
We can take the land. We can go forward. And we need to have a conquering spirit.
That's right.
You know, we need to be able to go into the land and not have a blind faith to say, okay, I'm gonna step out on nothing. You're never stepping out on nothing. It may appear that way, but you're not never stepping out on nothing. You're just stepping out. You're stepping out on God's truth.
That's right.
You're stepping out on God's word.
Mm-hmm.
You're stepping out on what God has said. You're stepping out on God, what he is saying. And you're stepping out on all the testimonies of how God has continually shown himself strong.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're stepping out on. And you start partaking of that and say, you know what? We can do this.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this. Yeah, there may be giants in the land, but greater is he that who lives in me than he who lives in the world. And we have to, you know, recognize, are we going to have the fear of man, or we're going to have the fear of God? And are we going to be like Hebrews says, are we going to be those that shrink back are destroyed, or are we going to be those that move on and conquer in faith?
That's right.
You know, if God said it, then he's going to do it.
That's settled.
And if God is with you, if God is with you,
mm-hmm.
you're hearing his voice. Who can be against you? Who can be against you? God is looking. He's looking for a people that are willing to take the land for him, that are willing to go on the front lines like the Dietrich Bonhoeffers, that are willing to go on the front lines like these two women in Iran that distributed 20,000 Bibles and spent 259 days in prison. He's looking for people that will lay down their life and advance his kingdom. Will he find one in you?
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. That's the only way we can really tell who we really are. And then he even tells us, apart from abiding in him, we can't even bear that fruit. Listen to Francis Chan, the author of Crazy Love and leader of and founder of Multiply Movement, share this exact thing. We are known by our fruit.
You know, the fruit will show. You know, if the tree's for real, it's going to bear fruit.
Yeah.
You'll see the action, but we want to make those statements, and we're not following up, and we're deceiving ourselves. I was thinking about this the other day, you know, how James talks about how we can be hearers of the word, but not doers. And so we're deceiving ourselves because we're listening and amen, 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 but we're not doing it. Mm. And you know, Satan is the father of lies. He loves deception. Mm. He loves to deceive people. But I think in a lot of ways, he's very happy with what he sees in a lot of gatherings because they're like, I don't even need to work there. Mm. They're deceiving themselves. Mm-hmm. They're going there, you know, hearing a message, amening and not doing it. They're deceiving themselves. Mm. I think Satan's actually very pleased. I want to be careful with it. I mean, based on what I see in Scripture, I think there are times when he's pleased that the Word of God is preached and not obeyed, and that deception is going on, because that's his MO. That's what he loves to do. Mm. He loves to deceive. And so if there's a bunch of people thinking they're following God because they're going, oh, yeah, I heard a really tough message by David Platt the other day. You know, I heard this. I got so convicted, I walked away. I even walked away sad. Me and my friends, we even cried. You know, it's just like this, we did it. And I really think the enemy is going, oh, this is great. Hmm. This is great. They're not. When Jesus was about repent, like, let me see you turn. John the Baptist, repent. Let me see you turn. Peter, repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's turn, and we're all about feel bad, make a grand statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Satan's actually pleased with that.
You're listening to Francis Chan, author of Crazy Love and Multiply Movement. You can find it at multiplymovement.com. Listen, you need to be fruitful. We are known by our fruit. It's going to be a fruit inspection time at the throne room of God, because it's not that we're not earning our salvation. The very fact that we are saved, we are fruitful. Listen, if you want to be fruitful today, begin to make this Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. If you haven't yet done that, go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories and how to do that. Then begin to abide with him and be his disciple. And we have a plan for you, a simple plan for you. Right now, free. Just go and request it at iabide.org. iabide.org. Eternity weighs in the balance. Your eternity.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
The born prince of peace, hail the sun.
Paul was killing the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his name was Saul before he was Paul, the Apostle Paul. And he was having the church stoned. He was arresting them. He was persecuting the church. And how many people would have said, well, there's no way. I mean, that person is just can't be used. I mean, he was so against the church and against the body of Christ that when he did get saved, he was on his way, on his high horse, going to, you know, Damascus to persecute Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus knocks him off his high horse. A big bright light shows up. It just glazes over his eyes. You know, it dries out his eyes like fish scales. It's so bright.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure he's thinking,
this is probably not good. I mean, this is before bright headlights or halogen lights on any other horse.
Yeah, right.
This is like they're using not the kind of light around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he falls to the ground, and this is what Jesus says. Jesus says, Paul, or Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? You see, to speak against the body of Christ in a wrong way is to speak against Jesus. That's why we're for the whole body,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're not for the spirit that says that it's against the words of God. And he said, I think I messed up, Jesus. But he was so dedicated towards bringing destruction to the church when Ananias was sent to the house to go pray for, you know, Saul. Ananias is going, hello,
mm-hmm.
don't you know who this man is? Mm-hmm. Don't you understand who he is? I mean, he's been trying to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
He's been trying to kill church. He was on his way. He had his whole crew heading our way to kill us. Right?
Yeah.
Had a letter from the high dude in the high church. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says, shut up and do what I told you to. No, he just said, go ahead, pray for him. He shows up. There he is, just like God said, blind. Prayed for him and said, let me show you some. The Lord's going to show you some things that you must suffer for him, and change his name from Saul to Paul.
Mm.
But see, they were scared of. I mean, listen, God, you could take the. You, believe God to win the most horrific dude in your community, the most wildest woman in your community, because they're the ones that are going to do some awesome things for God. They're not going to be this religious mindset trying to worry about what the hair looks like while they're going for God, or, you know, they're perfectly ironed clothes and stuff that we're talking about in the first part of this hour, or what Pharisees think about them. It reminds me to think about one of the men that Steve Hill, with Steve Hill's ministry, Together in the Harvest, had won to the Lord, and he was like an Hell's Angel type dude. And he was in the bathroom with other people in the commercial bathroom or whatever, and they're using the restroom, washing their hands, or what, he's washing his hands, and some man comes in there and begins to cuss God's name. I mean, it just got all over this tough dude who loves Jesus. I mean, you're talking about my Jesus here.
Yeah.
And so he said, you better knock it off. If you don't knock this off, he says, I'm gonna put your head in that toilet. You don't talk about my Jesus like that.
Mm.
Yeah, he wasn't worried about anything, was he? And of course, a few moments later, Steve was saying, can't do this. Get his head out the water. You know, they're not worried about that. They're just like, Jesus, what do you want me to do? And that's how Saul was, which became Paul. Mm-hmm. He was willing to go into a city. Oh, my goodness. There's so many excuses in the body of Christ. And the most of them is about convenience, comfort, and money.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul was so radical that he could walk into a city like Ephesus when there's nothing but demonic worship, you know, idol making Diana things going on, a big huge port city, big metropolis type city that we would think of today. And he began to believe God, that God could move in that city. He was the first one to show up in that city, Ephesus, and began to just explode with the truth of God. One man, one city, totally dark, he carried the light. Why? Because he was a man that just needed to be touched by God. Yeah, he was a wild man, but you understand, God used that wildness.
Mm-hmm.
He loved God, and he was willing to say, I'm all yours. I mean, he was willing to suffer. I mean, when a word came out that said that, whoever has this belt is going to be bound in Rome, he's like, psh.
Yeah.
He's like, hello, you know, I have no problem suffering.
That's why
for
I'm
God.
Going.
That's why I'm going. You just got tapped into what I already know already.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go, oh my goodness, I must not go because I will get less of a paycheck. It's like, don't he's like, oh my goodness, my union might fire me. Are you serious? You know, my wife won't let me go. Oh my goodness. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you doing? You know, my children, you know, they're in the 10th point, 8th grade, and I just don't want to remove them from this wonderful godly education system of America to go obey the Lord and move into a city to be able to plant the church.
Right.
Are you serious? Come on. I'm not talking about just maverick, wild, and rebellious. I'm talking about so wild and so radical that you do what God says, and you're totally out of the fear of God, submitted to his love and leadership in your life. Listen, you can win cities for God. We're looking for men and women who are break loose from the religious, pharisaical, sadduceical mindsets, the religious bondage of our nation that'll say, you know what? I believe God. Everything that God says I can do and he can do through me can happen. The book of Acts is not a history book. It's an operations manual. This is how the church is supposed to act. This is what God does. I mean, either God is God or he's not.
All right.
I mean, you need to ask this question to yourself. Either God is God or he's not. And he is God. Mm-hmm. Either God can or he can't. You got to ask yourself, by the way, he can. But if you don't have the right answers to these two questions, you're going to be held captive. Mm-hmm. Listen, God loves you, no matter, you know, where you are in this equation. But understand, we're looking for a few who will stand up like Paul, who will stand up like Peter, who will stand up like James, who will stand up like Billy Graham, who will stand up like Amy Semple McPherson, who will stand up like John Paul Jackson, or stand up like Steve Hill, or stand up like John Kilpatrick, stand up like Michael Brown. Who in this generation is going to stand up like a Pat Robinson, or stand up and say, you know what? All this crew has served their generation well, but where are you to serve this generation? We're looking for you. Mm-hmm. We're looking for you. You're going to have to bust out. There's a birthing process, and you can't do it alone. But listen, we're looking for you. Maybe you're called to be a part of Gideon's army. I mean, think about Gideon's army. What are the qualifications? The weakest and least likely.
That's right.
Check.
check.
The things that are not to nullify the things that are.
That's right.
Check. Think about it. The weak things of the world to shame the strong.
Check.
What does one weak man say to another weak man? Let's pray. If you don't have that let's pray mindset, you don't realize how weak you are yet.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's so funny, you know. Pat and I look at each other and just stare. Nothing's happening over here. You got an answer coming? No. We need to pray. And God comes through. It's amazing, isn't it?
Every time.
Which confirms, check.
Check.
I mean, think about it. Like right now, as we're speaking, a former Marine, if there is a former Marine, once a Marine, always a Marine, Stephen Kalaszewski, who served two tours of duty in Iraq. He defended us. He fought for us. He laid down with his brothers his freedom to go fight for our freedom for a time in the United States Marine Corps. And now he comes back and he begins to wonder what life's about, and he cries out to God, and God meets him. You can go to the VFN Torch and hear his testimony. You know, Marine encounters God. It was a powerful Saul-like transformation as he cried out to God, and God showed up so powerfully that he had to pause for a moment and think, oh, he's real now? I feel him, and I don't know what to say.
Yeah, right.
Hello? Is that you, God? And he went through the process because he knew that I needed to get rightly related, and I needed to get connected, and I needed to be discipled. I needed to know the ways of Jesus. And then I want to be trained up and go through VFNU, and I want to have family around me because we're called to be family, and fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters. And he decides to join Gideon's army. And today, as we speak, today, because he responded to the call that I'm talking to you about right now, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is about to be blessed.
That's right.
Why? Because he's being the first. He's the first to carry what this generation's going to do for God. Listen, what you're seeing primarily in America is what the past generation has done, and that is so cool, and it is God. You need to honor that. Mm-hmm. But listen, there's a new wind blowing across this nation. Everything that's been before is coming to an end. Mm-hmm. And to be frank with you, a lot of people just need to let go and let God.
Right.
As Chuck Pierce said, that we're being held captive because we won't let go of what God's wanting to take control of in his church, mm-hmm. the government of the church. And because Steve listened, because he said, yes, here I am, God, send me. I mean, he was willing to go and fight for your freedom, and now he's willing to fight for the freedom of those in Pittsburgh. He's going to plant a church in Pittsburgh to tell them about the love of God. Mm-hmm. He's already gone and spied out the land. You got to hear it. You got to hear the stories of what God's doing. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting. It's not about what religion's made it out to be. Listen, I mean, Easter is so important about what happened that day, but listen, it's more than an Easter play. Every single day of your life should be filled with great excitement and expectation and abiding with him and launching out and going into new cities. I mean, you're going to spend eternity either regretting not doing this or dreading what you did instead or celebrating gratitude, thinking, I'm so glad I did not waste one moment of that, because this life is so short. Mm-hmm. You're going to have all of eternity to think about it. And nothing truly satisfies, you know it is, other than obeying God, living in God's presence. We're created for his presence. We were made to love him. And loving him is obeying him.
All right.
But he empowers us to be even to love him and to go this out. So here he is, this Marine headed to Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Big old U-Haul truck, car being pulled behind it to plant a church. Why? Because he's like Paul. He's like Paul. He said, here I am, right? Like Isaiah, sorry. Send me. I believe, God, that you can win Pittsburgh, that you love the people of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And you want me to tell them that you love them and you have a plan for your life, and you want me to preach your kingdom to them one by one, and you want me to begin to connect and relate, and those that believe, you want me to baptize them in the three rivers, mm-hmm. and disciple them. What do you believe in God for? Another car? Mm-hmm. Another raise? A bigger cable package? Mm-hmm. A third relationship? Really, come on. Think about it. Live life on the edge of obeying God.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, so many things are going on, you know, but I want to say we didn't get a chance to do this, and it's so important. We talked about last week. There used to be a program for all those young whippersnappers out there that that don't know about it. It was called Happy Days.
Yeah.
Then on Happy Days, there was this particular cool guy. He was a cool guy, and he had, yeah, I know, that word actually did exist.
Yeah, and that's something.
Yeah, and so... and he never said he was wrong. He never said that it was just real difficult for him to do it. He would just kind of get around the bush. Obviously, we don't have that issue. It's just this particular character, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And so, you know, the church, we're going to have to stand up at some point in our lives if we still want more life, you know, as the church. And we're going to have to say, I know, but I was wrong. So we have it right here on the VFN TV blog. You got to hear this. We're going to play. He's talking to one of his guys in the show with him, and Pat would probably know.
Ralph Mouth.
See, I told you he would know.
Does he have the jacket? Does he still have his jacket?
Oh, he's in a leather jacket. You know, he's being Mr. Cool, leaning against his hot rod right here, and he's sad that his partner's about to go into the military, and so he's talking to him here. You got to hear this. I mean, this is how simple it is it not? You know, he says, if my people who are called by my name, who are wrong, would just say that they're right. I'm going to say that he's right.
Right.
And say that we're wrong. Right? That's it.
That's it.
but it comes out like this. I was here. You hold on a second. Listen to it. Listen to it.
I mean, it's not important. I figured I'd hang in the barracks and cheer up the guys.
Mal, you're not going to hang these up at any barracks because you're not going to join the Marines. Just take all this stuff home, okay?
But Fonzie, not join? I'm all packed. You told me it was the right thing to do.
Look, I know what I told you to do, but when I told you to do that, I was rusing. Ralph, I was rusing. I was not exactly right.
What do you mean not right?
I mean not right.
I don't get you. You mean you were wrong?
Yeah, that's right, Malfa. I was what you just said I was.
Wrong? The Fonz wrong?
Malf, look. There is a first time for everything, huh?
I don't understand, Fonz. How could you be wrong about a thing like that?
Look, I don't understand it myself, Ralph. I don't understand myself. I was under a lot of pressure. I was under a lot of cars, too. Two of them were Edsels. Maybe the pressure was getting to me. I don't know.
No, Fonzie. You might have been under a lot of cars, but you weren't wrong. You were right. Everything you said about me was true. I'm useless around here. I gotta join. Everybody hates me. I'll see you.
Mouth! I didn't tell you why I was,
wrong?
I didn't tell you why you shouldn't join the Marines.
Why shouldn't I go, Fonz? I mean, tell me.
Because if you join the Marines, I'm going to miss you.
You miss me? But Fonz, you're always telling me to get lost and to sit on it. You even told me I was useless.
Ralphie, don't you know when I'm joshing?
Can you interpret that?
I think, he was giving him a very hard time, assuming they would have a relationship forever. He's about to lose it, and he's like, I was wrong. I mean, it's just, think about it. Is that not all God asked for us?
That's it.
You know? And it's just, it's, I don't know. What do you think that is? What do you think? Why was it so hard for Fonzie?
Pride.
That's exactly what he couldn't say the simple thing. You know, if you're walking with God, you're going to say it quite often. You know, God's going to bring it to our attention, different things. And he's going to not, and sometimes it's not even the fact that you're doing what you're doing is wrong. But he turned, God took a turn somewhere, and you just liked what you were doing, so you just kept on doing it instead of following God. Yeah, he took a left and you went straight, or he took a right and you went, you know, vice versa. And so, you know, you got to, it's following God. So sometimes you got to say, you know what, this was good for a season, but God says there's a new thing happening. You know what I'm saying? And we can stand and say, you know what, this is how this thing began years ago, and this is how the next season will begin if we're willing to step up and follow it. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's totally okay. Awesome.
Oh, holy night, and the stars are brightly shining.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This generation needs leaders. Listen, Gideon's army's qualifications, read about Gideon. Gideon was sitting in a wine press, eking out a living because everybody, the entire nation, was under great oppression. Welcome to the future. And an angel shows up and sees him. He was hiding in the wine press because the Midianites would come in, and that name means strife. Would come in, and they, every time they would get something going, they would steal it and stomp on it and take their stuff and things, and people were hiding in caves and stuff. And God was about to move powerfully. I mean, it looked like it was just terrible. How could this be? How could God about to move? And Gideon is hiding. He's not in a wine press because it's a good place to work. He's there because so the Midianites won't see him working so he can get some wheat for his family to go feed them. And then God sends a messenger, and I really believe right now you're hearing me, I'm your messenger. And he looks at Gideon, the weakest and the least likely. He's hiding from the oppression, eking out a living, and he says, mighty man of valor. I mean, you think about it. Who is this man?
Right.
That's basically what he's saying. Is like, listen, I don't want to hear any more about this old time religion. I don't want to hear historically what happened in your generation. The question I have for you, what's going to happen in our generation?
Right.
What happened in your generation does me no good. It saves no one in this generation. Who's going to rise up? Who's going to be the Gideon in this generation? Who's going to obey the plans of God? Who's going to say, I know what you did, and I know it worked in your generation, but now more people are leaving God than coming to him. Everything's upside down in the church. Right. There's great stress and oppression. Gross darkness is covering the face of the earth. And you're eking out 11. And I'm saying, mighty man of valor. Mighty woman of virtue. Mm-hmm. We can do this. The same God of past generations is still God today. We've been looking for you. But listen, there's very few Marines, not a lot of Marines. They call them the tip of the spear. When they sign their papers to get in, they say, listen, you know, I'm going to lay down my life. I'm willing to lay down my life for this cause. That's what they say. And what an awesome thing. That's why you admire Marines, what they're willing to do. The tip of the spear for our freedom.
Right.
And all of our military forces. But you know what? When you join the army of God, the spiritual army of God, not physical army. When you join this army of God, you got to sign the papers. I mean, if you try to join the army of God and you haven't signed these papers, you're whining a lot because you find out every day your life's being demanded from you. Your schedule's being demanded from you. What you want's being demanded from you. It's like a dead man, a dead woman doesn't even complain about it.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's going to cost me this. It's going to cost me that. It's like, you haven't enlisted yet. Oh, you didn't read the small print.
Right.
And it's miserable being tied between two opinions. You got to decide what you're going to do. Is it not important for us to be the Billy Grahams of our generation? Is it not important for us to be the Coach McCartneys of our generation? I mean, who's going to do it? Who is going to be the man? Who's going to be the woman? Listen, break all that stuff. Mindsets are saying that you got to be attached to what was. It's time to be attached to what is. God is doing a new thing. You will not be able to even imagine what God's about to do on the earth. He's about to do something so powerful. There's going to be a wave, a tidal wave of awesomeness. Yes, it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times, but it's going to be the best of times for the church. The church is going to rise to its occasion. Whether America stands or falls, the church is going to rise to its most awesome harvest it's ever seen. But the question is, are you going to join the ranks? Quit blaming everybody. It's your choice. It sounded good when you blamed everybody for not enlisting in the army, but the truth is, it's your choice. Are you going to be the ones who write about what happened because you go with Jesus? Or are you going to be the ones that read about what happened because you got to wait for them to send you the book because you chose not to go with them?
Right.
Some people write about it, and most people read about it. We're looking for a few good, humble, willing Sauls.
Yeah.
That understands we need God. And read Judges chapter 7. You can see it was a journey mm-hmm. for Gideon.
Yeah.
But it started with, okay, I'll do it. What's so cool about this is we've been preparing for you for a long time.
Yes.
We've been digging trenches. We've been laying foundation. The apostolic foundation has been laid. And so we've put these things together for what took us a season of sowing and harvesting and learning and hearing and precept upon precept. I mean, I go back and I look in Vine Fellowship Network University. I go back to see some of these revelations that God has given us that's waiting for you to taste and see this good. And I'm amazed because it's been like one continual prophetic word utterance that just continued to come and come and come and come. It's not what religion has made it out to be. I stand amazed because you understand prophecy is the person who's prophesying. They're not that word. God is using them to speak that word out, and they can end up taking notes on themselves because they're thinking, oh my goodness, that didn't come from me. That can't. God's doing something. Mm-hmm. He's doing something. And I look back and say, my goodness. But the question is, are you going to turn to politics? Are you going to turn to God? Are you going to turn to religion? Are you going to turn to a relationship? Are you going to join the army of God and say, you know what? I want to be that person this generation. This generation is worth giving my life for. God gave his life for me, his son's life for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give my life for him. I'm going to lay down my life. I'm going to love God because he says, no greater love hath a man than he lay down his life for his friend. Everybody wants to keep it. They say, really? Mm-hmm. Lay it down. Lay it down. If that's you this morning, we've been waiting for you. We've been waiting for you. Go to vfnfamily.org, vfnfamily.org, and check out. It's happening. You can go to greglancasterministries.org, and you can see everything that's happening in the context of that. God's doing many things across the earth, and this is just one of the things that he's doing. But if I'm talking to you and you're listening to me, nothing happens by accident. Mm-mm. It's time to respond. We're looking for a few good men. Actually, a few humble men, because the only one is good is God. He just wants his goodness to come through you. Find out more at greglancasterministries.org.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Don't forget, you can carry us with you everywhere you go with our app. You can go to vfntv.com and download our app. We have it for all the different devices that are out there. And you want to be encouraged, you know, turn on. You want to change your workplace. You want to change the atmosphere of your home. Turn on VFN Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and just let it go. Just let it go and just begin to watch things change with your children. Watch things change in your life and with your marriage and your business and your workplace. And I'm telling you that the truth sets you free.
That's
and
right.
It sets your business free. And it's just a conversation